All right. She is undoubtedly one of the biggest girl bands in the world. Yes, and she's one of the prime members, too. Here she is, Victoria Beckham, aka Posh Spice from the Spice Girls. Everything. Victoria, nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Spice Girls were here back in, 1997, I believe?
Yeah.
One of your tours of America. So, lots going on in your life since then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable, obviously, with the album coming out and also lots of solo projects happening. And it's been a great year.
So you work solo and then you get together and do your stuff together as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do.
Nice story on you and your husband in the new Newsweek magazine. Have you seen this picture yet? There he is. One of British's greatest soccer stars, David Beckham. They're now known as the royal couple. I guess you get chased everywhere by the paparazzi, huh?
Yeah, we do. It's strange to hear that, though. But yeah, I mean, he's great. He's very talented. And, you know, he's the biggest, you know, footballer in Britain. And obviously with me being part of the biggest band, then, it does attract quite a lot of attention.
I'll bet. How did you two meet?
I met him at a football game, actually. I liked him, so I went and hunted him down.
Oh. You liked him, but you saw him out there on the field. He looked pretty pretty rugged.
Yeah, he did.
So how did you hunt him down? Where'd you go?
I went, I knew what team he played for, and so I just went along and said, I like that one there.
But you were a Spice Girl.
Yeah.
You can't be seen running
That's
around with everybody
I
else.
Got him.
So you tracked him down, and where did you finally find him?
No, I found him at the football game.
Oh, at the football game.
And then he came down and took me out. But it was obviously difficult starting up a relationship.
Oh, sure.
When it can be so public. So we kind of, you know, met in car parks and things like that.
In fact, you were the one that had to ask him. Aren't you going to ask me out?
Exactly.
Gosh, what's wrong with him? So, what was your first date like?
So it was great. I mean, what attracted me to him is he's a very family orientated person, which I am too. He's very close to his family. He's got a lovely family. And that's what I liked about him. And he's shy, and obviously he's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a very good body as well.
Oh, really?
Which always kind of adds to it.
Yeah, and you went over to Ireland and had a beautiful wedding in an Irish castle.
Yeah.
That sounds terrific. Well, pause. We'll come back.
More to come with Posh Spice in a moment.
With Posh Spice of the Spice Girls, incidentally, Posh, the mother of a 20-month-old boy. And guess what the boy's name is?
Brooklyn,
yes. And why Brooklyn?
I actually found out that I was pregnant while I was in New York. We were on tour with the Spice Girls.
Nice, and nice way to remember the boy. All right, here it is. First one you've made now in 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forever. Forever Spice, as a matter of fact. And all you ladies had a hand in writing the songs for this one, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the albums that we've done, we've co-written. This one we co-wrote with Rodney Jerkins, Jam and Lewis. So we're really proud of this album. We think it's a natural progression for us. It's a bit more grown up.
Sure.
But we still sound like the Spice Girls, you know. We've still got the sweet little harmonies and melodies going.
Well, everybody's growing up. You know, even the Spice Girls are 3 years older
even
now, right?
Even Baby has to grow up.
Even Baby has to grow up. It's going to come out on Election Day on November 7th. I'm sure it's going to be a giant hit. We're going to come back and show Posh her likeness at Madame Tussauds in a moment. Vice President Al Gore will be here, and we'll also have an emergency makeover announcement. We had Posh looking at me right now. She hasn't looked at her Madame Tussauds entry yet, but go ahead, take a peek. There she is.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think? What do you think, you know? She looks great. You like her hair? That's it.
She has dual hair, but
yeah, here we all are, fresh out of Madame Tussauds. Have a nice day, everybody, and thank you, Posh. Good luck with the new album, Forever Spice. Bye-bye, everybody.
Closed captioning sponsored. Tomorrow on Live, our real person co-host, Radha Jamgochian, returns. Vice President Al Gore, Melina McKenna-Caritas, and pop music group Fastball.